Today on Athens News Matters, a North Athens neighborhood faces dire conditions.
For the past two decades, Pinewood's residents have been dealing with issues with their water being suddenly cut off. They are on a well system.
What advocates are asking for and more.
You know exactly how you take your morning coffee. Knowing where to get news you can rely on is just as simple. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
This is Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. Nearing the end of a long commission meeting this week, several Athens-Clarke County residents stood up to voice concern for the situation in the Pine Woods Estates neighborhood. According to these Athenians, Pine Woods residents face intermittent access to clean water, sometimes going days without it. Lizette Guevara was an Athenian who led the call for a solution from the commission Tuesday night. She is with Family Connection Communities and Schools as the neighborhood leader of the J.J. Harris Zone, where many children from Pine Woods go. Guevara sat down with WUGA's Laura Dua-Swartz earlier this week to discuss the plight of these residents of North Athens. Here's that conversation.
Can you give me some background for what's going on in the Pine Woods community?
So for the past two decades, Pine Woods residents have been dealing with issues with their water being suddenly cut off due to the fact that they are not connected to city water. They are on a well system, and basically management has told residents that the issue is too expensive to fix, and that since they are not connected to ACC water, it's not something that ACC Gov can help with.
How has the situation impacted the lives of the residents?
This impacts them on a daily basis. They basically have no warning for when the water will be shut off. Management says that they will email residents when the water is shut off, but that has proved to be inconsistent. And so daily things like, you know, doing laundry, cooking dinner, bathing kids before bed, that obviously gets impacted whether or not the water is on that day.
And so the water will just be shut off without notice?
Yes.
So you could be running the bath and then suddenly no water, you're done?
Yes.
Now, you said this has been going on for 20 years. What prompted last night's turnout at the mayor and commission meeting?
So there have been various points in times where residents and advocates of the community have tried to, you know, bring attention to the issue in, you know, either speaking with commissioners, speaking with management. I think for residents, their main issue is fearing pushback from the management of the Pine Woods Mobile Home Park. A lot of these residents are below the poverty line. They are sometimes undocumented. So it puts them in a real bad position if management were to push back. If they were to speak out about the issues, you will probably not hear actual residents, you know, speaking out about this. It's our goal to keep them safe and private. Myself and the librarian of the Pinewood Library have tried in the past to organize residents around this issue and even bring in groups like Georgia Legal Services to try to offer support and advice for the residents. But the main takeaway has been that, you know, they fear their living situation being taken away from them if they were to speak out.
I mean, according to Georgia law, though, that landlords must maintain the property, ensuring it's free from health and safety risks. But what recourse do they have when they fear that pushback?
It's been a lot of back and forth of they really don't have any recourse when they fear that pushback. They, you know, they would be able to, you know, privately bring this issue up, but many don't want to do that.
Pine Woods is in Ovita Thornton's district, District 9. Has she said anything or done anything regarding this issue?
Myself and Sister Margarita of the Oasis Catholic Center, which is located in Pine Woods, And Evelyn Rushing, the librarian of Pinewood. We have previously met with Ovita Thornton regarding this issue. She knows about the issue, but it's again been a thing of, you know, no one really knows who the responsibility lies with since they're not connected to ACC Water. So it kind of gets pushed on the back burner.
The library was in the press a lot in the spring, you know, concerning this issue. And at the time, I think they said something about installing a backup tank, a reservoir tank.
Yes. So Pinewood's library has been successful in obtaining a backup water tank because they had been forced in the past to also shut down once, you know, water services were shut down in Pinewoods. So they were unable to serve the community, but they have been able to, you know, secure a water tank for them individually.
But that tank won't benefit the residents of the larger community. So what do you think is the path forward here?
Last night, the group that spoke at the mayor and commission meeting, that group was formed out of Athens Immigrants' Rights Coalition. And they are a group of different organizations in Athens, such as Athens Immigrant Dignity, ULEAD, Support for Immigrant Families. And we had also recently added a law and advocacy and policy group. So this group is interested in basically sharing any issues that the undocumented community in Athens is facing. And so the Pinewood water issue is the main issue we're looking at the moment. Basically, we went to the meeting last night to ask commissioners basically to meet us at the table and try to find creative ways to address the issue, whether that is finding a way to include Pinewood's residents in the ACC water system, or maybe, you know, like looking for grant funding in order to help the management address the issue themselves. So we're just looking for ways to come to the table to just start talking about this.
Well, Lizette, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Lizette Guevara is the neighborhood leader of the J.J. Harris Zone with Family Connection, Communities, and Schools. This is Athens News Matters from WUGA.
I'm Tanya Mosley. There's so much news that it's hard to keep up, and many of those stories break in the middle of the day. Here and Now covers the news when you need it, so you're in the know.
Welcome back to Athens News Matters. I'm Alexia Ridley. Few images of Athens are more iconic than the Trail Creek Trestle, which appears on the back of band REM's album, Murmur. The trestle is one part of the old Georgia Railroad, now the site of a partially finished multi-use path called the Firefly Trail. The trail lacks one crucial 3-mile stretch north of Winterville, where the government plans to use eminent domain to purchase land from property owners. This week, District 1 Commissioner Patrick Davenport moved to pump the brakes on the project over concern for the property owners, who he says are mostly elderly and do not want to see their land seized. The potential pause has led to outcry from those who want to see the trail finished. Lauren Blaze is the chair of the Athens in Motion Commission and a supporter of the trail. She sat down with WUGA's Emma Auer at the nonprofit Bike Athens to discuss her concerns about the local government's latest move.
Would you mind telling me what the Firefly Trail is and what it means to you?
So the Firefly Trail is a vision, and it's a project for a safe, off-road, multi-use path connecting Athens to Winterville and beyond. So it is for the most vulnerable transportation users. So these are people walking, these are people rolling, and that might be taking a bike or an e-bike. It might be people on scooters or small micromobility devices that have come online. You know, anyone that can go like 15 miles per hour or less.
Can you tell us about the progress of the trail so far? What point are we at?
Yeah, so I'm on the Athens in Motion Commission, and I'm not behind actually building the trail. But the Athens in Motion Commission receives regular updates on our trail system because the Firefly Trail and the Greenway Network are important components of our low-stress transportation network. If you can get someone comfortable on a trail, then maybe they're willing to take a bike lane or go walking and get to their destination without having to use a vehicle. So the trail, as we understood it, the Firefly Trail is expected to be completed to Winterville in the spring of next year. So that is, you know, with things continuing as they've been going without any, without needing any further votes, we should have a trail, a safe, separated trail to Winterville. And then the residents of Winterville should be able to get to Athens without having to cross a major road. But right now it seems like that could be on hold and delayed indefinitely.
So the way I understand it is that there's a portion of the Firefly Trail that's completed in Athens, and then there's a portion that's completed in Winterville, and there's a gap in between.
That's correct. So there's a side that's completed in Athens. It's about, I think it's a little over 2 miles between Broad Street downtown and Hancock Road. And then Winterville has their own 1.5-mile section. And so what's under construction right now is the portion from Hancock Road right into the Winterville city limits. So that's about, I think it's about 3.1 miles. And much of that is built, and much of that land has been acquired along the railway corridor. And there's a last section that they're still working on acquiring the easement, so just a sliver of land. Athens had the option to purchase the corridor some decades ago, but there wasn't the political will at the time. Until the railroad started dismantling the trestle over Poplar Street and Trail Creek, and that was the trestle that, of course, appeared on the back of REM's Murmur album. And so there was an effort to save the trestle and this vision to have a rail trail along the old rail line, along the Athens line of the Georgia Railroad between here and Union Point. We have the funding to complete the side in Clark County, and that's our obligation.
What have been the latest developments with the question around eminent domain?
Commissioner Davenport tried to got some signatures together to override the mayor and possibly put the question of eminent domain back on the table. In 2022, the commission at the time authorized completion of the Firefly Trail and to use eminent domain if it was necessary. So it's now been 3 or 4 years later. Negotiations, as I understand, have completely stalled. And so that's why we're at this point of like using eminent domain. And no one really wants to use eminent domain. It's just a last resort where you get fair market value. So what's going on now is that this was not on the agenda for October. So the commissioners and the mayor are going to have an executive session, which is not open to the public. And the reason for that is they're allowed to do that is because it involves property acquisition. And so that executive session will happen on October 21st before their agenda setting meeting. And they may come out of that agenda setting or out of that executive session meeting and put the Firefly Trail and domain question on the agenda. If that's the case, the earliest this could come up for a vote is the November 4th voting meeting. So we might see this back on the agenda there, we may not. If that happens, there's no guarantee this trail will be built because there's no situation, no alternate alignment that doesn't have property impacts.
Is there a risk of it being rerouted? And does that pose a danger to bicyclists?
Yeah, so if the trail is rerouted, again, there's no version of this project that doesn't involve property impacts. What Commissioner Davenport last pitch was what had been called Route C, which is crossing Morris Grove Road. And when we're talking about danger to people, we're not talking about danger to the confident cyclists who are adults or whatever. Those folks are already biking on Moores Grove Road and stuff. This isn't about them. This is for about the people who want to be able to take a bike or take their kids in their stroller along this trail or be in a motorized wheelchair and get to Winterville or from Winterville to Athens. Those are the folks for whom crossing Moores Grove Road would be a danger to. And, you could put in things like a stoplight, but a stoplight is not a physical barrier when traffic is used to going 50 miles per hour down this road. It's also not in the character of a rail trail, which is supposed to be separated from the road. And what we promised the voters of Clark County we would do, that's what we told voters we were building.
Do you know how other communities approach this question of using eminent domain or purchasing private property to build rail trails? Because there are a lot of rail trails out there.
Yes, Emma, that's a great question. And I haven't talked to anyone directly, but this all feels very familiar. This has happened before. There's concern and fears that happen even when a community owns the rail bed outright. So like I said before, Athens-Clark County, or Athens back in the day, had the option to buy the corridor. They didn't buy it at the time, so adjacent property owners were able to purchase the rail bed. But even in situations where the rail bed has been owned, there's been fears from people who are next door. And those fears are largely unrealized, is what I want to say. I remember talking, I was biking the Tanglefoot Rail Trail in Mississippi, and I talked to one man who talked about a property owner who advocated against the Tanglefoot Rail Trail, was not for it, pitched a fit, and then when it was built, he went out there with his grandchildren, and he said that he was wrong, and he uses the trail every day. And so until you have the pavement on the ground, people are not going to be able to realize the benefits. We have to be respectful to property owners. We have to listen to their fears, even if we know that the crime that they imagine is not really going to materialize.
Lauren Blaze is the chair of the Athens in Motion Commission, which oversees the county's pedestrian and bike master plan. The politically ambitious in Northeast Georgia now have a new resource. Starting this fall, the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce will invite participants to a series of nonpartisan informational events on running for office. David Bradley is president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. He sat down with me to discuss the program. Here's our conversation. Tell us about this new initiative.
Alexia, we are elated to put together a political leadership academy. The concept behind the Political Leadership Academy is it mirrors something that we had a chance to work with in North Carolina many years ago. But the idea is to be a public office, to be in public office, to be an elected official. There's a honor to doing that. There's a commitment, and there's certainly a lot of responsibility. So we wanted to help create an environment completely nonpartisan in which we could have anybody who might be now or in the future consider running for political office sit down for two sessions to talk about, in the first session, to talk with other elected officials about what do they wish they knew about serving in that public office. What do they know now that they wish they'd known then? And then secondly, we'll be talking with the interim director of the Board of Elections to talk about the regular rules and regulations of filing and reporting. The next session, we'll be talking with the folks who will be leading that session. We'll have a deep history in campaigning and marketing and fundraising, and we'll ultimately close those two sessions with Trying to work on the people that are willing to participate and talk about, refining the 30-second elevator pitch. Running for public office may seem like a daunting task, and it really is, but it's not something that we can overcome it. We just have to open the door to see what it really looks like.
So these are going to provide some real practical advice that a potential candidate can use immediately.
Absolutely. And we have people that are running that we expect will run in this next election cycle. It's a very important cycle for Athens-Clarke County, both at the Board of Education level as well as the commissioner and mayoral level. But it's very practical opportunity. I mean, it's a very great opportunity for real practical advice that's nonpartisan. I just want to continue to say this is not meant to be a political event as much as it is an event to understand politics.
Informational.
That's correct. Good job. That's it.
So how can a potential candidate get involved? What do people need to do if they want to participate?
So first of all, I'll just say there's no cost as well. If they're interested to participate, they should call the Chamber of Commerce at 706-549-6800. They can email me at david.bradley@athensga.com. Or it's available on our website.
David Bradley is president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. The Political Leadership Academy will have its first session on October 18th. You've been listening to Athens News Matters from WUGA News. The opinions expressed on this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of WUGA or the University of Georgia. This week's show was produced by Emma Auer. If you missed a portion of this broadcast, Athens News Matters is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at WUGA.org, and will be rebroadcast Monday evenings at 8. As always, thanks for listening and stay with WUGA throughout the week for the latest in-depth local news.